Negative Positives gang, this is your co-captain speaking, Mr. Andre Dominguez, reporting from Los Angeles, California. This is being recorded on, August 18th. We've got a couple of days until we are apparently going to get hit by a hurricane, though doesn't seem like it will be too bad, probably just some heavy rain and wind. Though LA is not known for its ability to weather storms very well. So what am I deciding to do tomorrow? I'm actually going near the beach. planned on doing a little bit of 4x5 film photography over at the Venice Beach Skate Park. I've got several different kinds of film loaded up. Spent a good chunk of time after work today in the darkroom with a little kind of air compressor blower, getting all of my film holders clean, putting them all neatly in Ziploc bags to keep dust out, and then loading them all up. I'm looking here at my notes. I've got some Kodak T-Max 100, Ilford HP5 400, some expired Kodak Portra 400 VC, the vivid color, vivid contrast, something like that. Some mystery black and white 100 speed film that I don't know what it is, but I have quite a bit of it that I was given by a friend. It's probably some old expired stuff, but it actually works pretty decently. And last but not least, I think I'm safe to say this now that we've fully put out a public update email on the CineStill 400D 4x5 campaign. I've got two test sheets of 400D 4x5, so very excited to see how those turn out. I think I'm mainly going to be doing portraits with the Busch Pressman Model D and the Schneider 250 5.6, you know, like a short telly. I think it's around like a 75 equivalent focal length. But I am also bringing my Chroma Snapshot, which has the Schneider 90mm f6.8 Angulon little pancake lens. And that'll be kind of my my point and shoot with the Graphmatic back on the back of it. I'm hoping with the Chroma I can try to get some action shots. I'm gonna wear, you know, some clothes that fit in with the youngsters a little bit more, see if I can get over my nerves to actually get in there and like up in and among the bowls of the skate park, meet some people and try to get them to kind of work with me to get interesting shots, because really the previous times I've gone there with the Chroma Snapshot and that wide angle lens, somewhere around I think like a 28 equivalent, I've just been really disappointed with how things turn out because I end up having to crop so much. So if I can get people you know, right up at the edge of the bowls doing some tricks, or having somebody, you know, do an aerial trick above me without smashing my face, that would be great. But yeah, I'm really just excited. It's been a long time since I've gone out and shot 4x5 film, and I'm trying to resist the urge to just stick to these two cameras. A, because, you know, just trying to focus on one format. But B, I never end up shooting everything, and it sort of dilutes my focus. So, I don't know. A point and shoot may sneak into my back pocket at some point. I can't guarantee that won't happen. But yeah, one interesting thing that I have done a few times now is, you know, the solution or the problem I should say, of how do I carry around the film holders, especially if I'm bringing quite a few of them. And what I ended up doing, I bought this little, you know, igloo cooler at Walmart. It's about, I'd say, like, you know, 1 foot by 1 foot by 1.5 feet. Almost kind of like a little cube. It says it fits 18 cans of beer, and I can confirm that is indeed true. It also fits a crap ton of film holders in there. And the top of it is nice and bright white, it's insulated. So even if it's sort of sitting in the sun for quite a while with nothing covering it, it doesn't really tend to, you know, get very hot. So it protects the film holders inside, which are all in their little Ziploc bags as well to keep dust out. But, you know, I could get completely rained on, and, you know, the cooler has a nice snap-on lid, would keep water out, keeps the sun off of it, and prevents things from getting too hot. I've brought it to the desert, and it does a decent job of keeping kind of sand and dirt out of it as well. So overall, I've been actually very happy with it as a tool for kind of lugging around my 4x5 stuff. The film holders kind of fit like diagonally, and then in the space that's created in those two corners is where I put things like my little rocket blower, the my spot meter, the loop, a little kind of lens wrench just in case one of my lenses gets a bit loose on the lens board, a little bubble level to make sure that everything is level. And yeah, I'm just I'm really excited. I'll probably post a picture here to my Instagram stories. I don't know, you know, how this little mini recording will fit into an episode, but it'll come out at some point. Just wanted to kind of share my excitement about finally going out. I don't think I've shot anything for close to a month, so really, really jazzed. And hopefully the cooler trick for transporting your film holders is a good one. Oh, I forgot to mention one other benefit for it is that if you, like me, are vertically challenged and you need to get, you know, a little bit higher to get a good vantage point for a shot, the cooler is nice and sturdy, and I can get on top of it even with, you know, dirty, sandy, you know, boots, and it won't get into the inside. So it's a nice little, you know, 1.5 foot platform that has definitely helped me on a few occasions kind of position my camera just above a fence or something like that. So yeah, hope everyone has a good weekend. If you are in the LA area, hope your roof doesn't leak when it starts raining a ton. I'm very much hoping that mine doesn't. And yeah, everybody stay positive and shoot some cool film photos. Andre reporting in for what I have called the 4x5 outing postmortem, according to the file name here that I'm about to send to Mr. Gutterman. Yeah, my little 4x5 outing actually turned out to be a lot of fun. I didn't shoot nearly as many sheets as I would have liked. I think I loaded somewhere in the region of 25 sheets total, and I shot 6 plus about 8 or 9, if I remember correctly. A few portraits through the Busch Pressman Model D, you know, up on the tripod with the focusing cloth, making sure I was doing everything right, and then the 6 sheets that were in the Graphmatic back attached to the Chroma Snapshot, little handheld 4x5 camera. The day was just about as perfect as you could ask for in the pre-hurricane, you know, scenario we had this weekend. Ever so slightly, you know, cloudy, but still with some nice, you know, bright blue skies, good amount of light that wasn't really casting like harsh shadows under people's eyes. I think that the portraits that I ended up taking are gonna look pretty cool. One was black and white. with Kodak T-Max 100 of my buddy Carlos, who met me there. I met him at the 818 Community Darkroom here in the San Fernando Valley. And the other portrait that I took was of a guy that I met. I was kind of setting up the 4x5 camera, getting it on the tripod, taking out, you know, the film holders and everything, and he kind of just asked me, like, what is that thing? When is that from? Struck up a conversation with him, and it turns out he is from Saudi Arabia. Name is Osama, works in, like, tech in Prague, and was just here on a little, you know, short vacation, decided to go to kind of the Santa Monica, Venice area, and he had bought this, like, little kind of plastic penny board and brought it with him to the skate park. I didn't see him get on it at any point, but he looked cool and he was curious, so I managed to, you know, leverage that into asking him for a portrait. So very much hoping that one turns out. That was with a sheet of Kodak Portra 400 VC, which I believe stood for Vivid Color. There was NC and VC, Vivid and Neutral Color. Both, you know, long discontinued. These were actually given to me by Frank Thorpe in my Emulsive Secret Santa from, I believe, like 2 or 3 years ago. Frank Thorpe, you guys may know as the NBC reporter who very frequently takes film cameras, be it a Leica or a Hasselblad or even his Graflex Speed Graphic, into the Capitol building to take some really interesting photos. He's even shot, I think, like glass plates through his, you know, glass dry plates through his Speed Graphic with an Aero Ektar in, like, the Senate, which is pretty darn cool. And hopefully, you know, that turns out. After I did a couple of portraits there, I decided to kind of pack everything up and try my hand at some more action shots through the chroma. Was really trying to focus on getting some candids. The thing with that camera and the lens that I have on it, which is the wide angle 90 millimeter Schneider 6.8 Angulon, which I believe is somewhere around like a 28 or 24 millimeter equivalent in 35 land, is that you gotta get close. And I was still, and I still struggle to this day every time that I go there, which is infrequently, to the Venice skate park. I struggle to get close enough to where I can get good action shots while trying not to get in people's way. So I don't know, we'll see how those turn out. Hopefully, you know, I got one or two good ones. Gonna develop them tomorrow at work. But maybe if I go there more frequently, start you know, meeting some people, kind of putting faces to names, maybe they can help me get a little bit closer and even sort of collaborate to try to get some cool images. But the people who I did take pictures of, you know, the more posed ones, I did get their Instagram info, so I'll be sending the scans over to them. But yeah, overall, just wanted to kind of share a little bit of a debrief on how my little trip went. Had a lot of fun, managed to escape before the rain started, and have pretty much just been sequestered here in my apartment for, you know, a day and a half now. Not too heavy rains, but with a, you know, bit of a tropical storm, and apparently we had an earthquake today that I didn't even feel. It was probably best to just stay indoors and relax a little bit. I did get a chance to sit down and organize some of my film. I've got some reusable cassettes that I'm going to be taking to work with me tomorrow. Should be getting in 100 feet of Atlanta Film Co. Euphoric tomorrow, which I'm very, very excited to spool up a few rolls, because I've been meaning to shoot a bunch more slide film this summer and I haven't really gotten around to it. I also was playing around with some ideas of shooting some more black and white orthochromatic film. I have a couple rolls of the Ilford Ortho Plus 80, and then we just got in the Ferrania Orto at the Cinestill online store. And particularly, I am very curious to see if my safe lights that I have here at home for darkroom printing are safe to print some of this orthochromatic film. If so, I think it would be really, really cool to kind of process by inspection under a safe light, just to sort of see that, you know, come through. Obviously, it's still going to be a negative, but I think that would be a lot of fun to see and maybe try to record a video of with my phone. But yeah, I'll keep you posted on that front. If I can get something looking cool, I would love to share that with other people. One of the things that I was kind of tinkering around with was cutting these strips of some dummy film that I had lying around that's already been, you know, exposed to light. Seeing if I could sort of tuck three long strips of film into a, you know, standard double dark slide film loader. And I actually got it to work pretty good. It was all kind of nice and snug in there, tucked in around all the edges, holding itself down. And that could potentially be a really cool way of taking an alternative, quote unquote, sheet of film, but rather it just being one piece. It's actually made up of three little strips, and you can see, you know, the sprocket areas and stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I'll play around with that, and if I get something looking good, I'll share with you guys. But anyway, just wanted to share a bit about kind of the first weekend that was actually surprisingly, you know, full of some film photography in a while. This weekend, I think on Saturday, was technically World Photography Day, so that might have, you know, done something to light a bit of a fire under my ass. We had a couple of our, you know, Cinestill Summer World Tour photo walks happening in San Francisco and New York City that I wasn't able to go to, and I just didn't really feel super duper confident in driving out to Ventura County for the Kodak, put on by Tim Ryugo of Kodak Professional, Kodak Alaris, out in Ventura County, a little photo walk and get together. Seemed like people had a lot of fun. I saw everyone's stuff on Instagram, but by the time I woke up and by the time that I was, you know, gonna be going to sleep on Friday night, and what time I could realistically wake up, I felt like, you know, Santa Monica, Venice area was much more in the cards than all the way out there in Ventura. But very excited that people got a chance to celebrate photography over the weekend. I hope you guys all had a chance to shoot something, or maybe develop some film, do some darkroom printing, anything like that. Yeah, I apologize for the huge amount of ums in this short little recording, but it is what it is. Alrighty, folks, I'm going to get some shut-eye. It has been lovely chatting with you folks, and as always, everybody stay positive and shoot some cool film photos. Howdy, folks. Thank you for listening to the Negative Positives podcast. I'm Andre Dominguez, and you can find me on Instagram at AndreOnFilm. You can email this program at negpositives@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group at the Negative Positives Film Photo Podcast Facebook group. We also have an Instagram account under the name Negative Positives. If you submit photos to the Instagram, think about using the hashtag Negative Positives. You can also support this podcast on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/negativepositives. Hope to see you again soon.
A Gutter Man Cave Production!